Happiest people in the world are those that know what God has called them to do and are simply doing it. Amen. See, he was doing what he loved to do, sing, be with his friends, be with family. And in that, I mean, that doesn't make a job a job. It makes life worth living. Amen. Amen. And you can tell by the countenance, you know, we can look at somebody's fruit in their life. Yeah, we're going to go through struggles. Yeah. But how are you at the end?
Amen.
Praising and worshiping and giving back to other people is what God has given to you. Whether it be a song, a hymn, a good word of encouragement, whatever it may be. Amen. So we thank Jeff for the life that he lived and the gift that he gave. The gift God gave him, he gave back to others. That's how we serve God, right? Amen. Being a blessing to others. So at this point, we're going to receive our offering this morning. And I want to take us to... we're going to look at the... I really didn't put down a scripture. I just wanted to share some things with you about our giving. I was thinking about association. And one reason I wanted to mention that because we're going to go ahead and send our tithes early to Andrew Womack Ministries that we usually send at the end of the year because he sent me a partner letter that there's an opportunity that's been come to them up there at Woodland Park at the Sanctuary, Karis Bible College. There's 330 acres around them that they've been trying to get, but the people have never wanted to sell. Now they want to sell. 330 acres. Do you know apartments, condos, places you can put there? And all this is building the kingdom. It's about people coming. They're doing arts out there. I mean, they're going to introduce movies. They're making movies that we can promote for the kingdom of God. They're going to be raising up politicians. They're going to teach law. Constitutional law at Karis Bible College. These are things that God's just exploding up there. So I told Cindy, I said, we need to be one of those one. He's asking for a certain amount of people that can give because he said if the money doesn't come in, he's not going to stop construction and do something else. And I believe God is about doing something great. Amen. And when we do that, I mean, we're doing no less than what we've been doing, but we're just doing it early. Okay, we're going to do it early. The early bird gets worm. That's what I always was taught. Well, I don't want no worms. I want the blessings of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And that's what I want for you guys. That's what God wants. We don't want to be the one that says, well, you know, we'll wait and see what happens. No, that's the ones that don't. You end up on the back of the desert somewhere. Amen.
Yeah.
I want to be where God says to be. And we reap the same rewards that they reap up there. They're teaching, ministering the word, teaching people about faith, about how good God is. And we've received that anointing here. It just comes upon us because you reap what you sow. It's called the law of association. You reap what you sow. Who you hang around with is what you become, right? Jesus said, I stick closer to you than a brother.
Yeah.
Jesus says, I stick closer to you than a brother.
Yeah.
And think about couple associations in the Bible as you're getting ready to release your faith on your seed this morning. Think about Lot and Abram. God told Abram to get out of your country. He didn't say take your nephew. But how we've got the same heart God does, right? Sometimes we just forgot what God says and we know somebody there that can use some help and we just do it. Well, God still blesses them, right? He took Lot with him. I do need to read that. Genesis 13. This is after they've already started on their journey. They've been following God, listening to God. Genesis 13, verse 1 says, then Abram went up from Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot, his nephew, went with him to the south. Abram was very rich. Say very rich. Very rich. Rich in what? Livestock, silver, and gold. And he went on his journey from the south as far as Bethel to the place where his tent had been at the beginning when he had met and talked with God. To the place of the altar which he had made there at first, and there Abram called on the name of the Lord. I think somebody told us, led us in the Psalms this morning, when you call upon the Lord, He answers.
Amen.
Lot also, association. Lot also went with Abram, had flocks, herds, silver, gold, law of association. In verse 6, and when the land was not able to support them, why? Couldn't support all their cattle, their silver, and their gold. Man, they had a lot of stuff. The land couldn't even support them. That there was a strife between the herdsmen of Lot and the herdsmen of Abram. The Canaanites and the Perizzites that dwelt in the land. Verse 8, so Abram said to Lot, this is the wisdom of God, let there be no strife. Wasn't a problem with the money. He didn't say nothing about let us forget about silver and gold. That's evil. No, he said, let us be no strife. God intends for us to be very rich, silver, gold, the things that we're working for.
Yes.
But he don't want no strife between me and you and my brethren. Verse 9, is not the whole land before us? Let us separate one another. You look to the left, and I'll go to the right. Or if you go to the right, Abram tells Lot, I'll go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes and saw the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered before the Lord. This is before he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. It was like the garden of the Lord, the land of Egypt, as you go towards Zoar. Then Lot chose for himself all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east. Verse 12, Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan and the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent even far as Sodom. But the men of Sodom, they were exceedingly wicked and sinful against the Lord. Verse 14, and the Lord said to Abram, after Lot had separated from him, remember God told Abram, separate yourself from your kin. God's getting back to his original intent. Yeah, you took care of Lot, you got him wealthy. Now guess what? He should have known a little bit about your heart, and now he should go out there and be able to do right, even though you go into a wicked place. And the Lord said to Abram, after they separated, lift your eyes up now. How many places did the Lord tell Abram to look? Read it. North? Lot? Focused on one place, but God said, Abram just pretty much said to Lot, if you go right, I'll go left. But God says, now lift up your eyes. Everywhere you go, see, my covenant is with Abram. You're going to be blessed everywhere you go.
Yeah.
That's God's intention for us. The Bible says we are the seed of Abraham through Christ Jesus. We have this same covenant promise. It's an old covenant, Pastor. Yeah, but Jesus fulfilled it.
Yes.
He fulfilled it. We're living way below our standards if we're not believing God for more than we need. Because if we just got our needs met, then we're not being the blessing that God's called us to be. He wants us to help others. The ones He tells us to, right? If Abram would have waited, he probably would have went back after Lot. I'm just thinking about God. God loved Lot. I think God's purpose was to get Abram out here, get him blessed, get the land established, and then get rid of Sodom and Gomorrah. Get that evil wickedness out of there. Get Lot prepared. See, the Bible says don't put a novice in this place of leadership. Jesus prepared for 30 years before he preached 3.5 years. I shouldn't belittle thinking I've been only born again 17, 18 years. I'm only halfway there. What the Master, what Jesus learned before I need to start teaching others. But, I'm not saying that. I'm just making a contrast there. 30 years is just a little bit of time to prepare. Preparation time is never wasted time. Your sowing by faith is never wasted money. Amen?
Amen?
Let's stand this morning. Let's not only stand, help me here. Let's lift up our eyes.
Yes.
Not just our physical eyes, but our spiritual eyes. I'm not a cattleman. What would that be nowadays? I'm not a farmer. I don't raise cows. I raise kids. Amen. I raise kids that are going to college. And I work, and I preach the gospel. Can I compare myself to a doctor? Yes, I can. Because we put ourselves in comparisons. Well, you know, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Sometimes we look toward who makes the most money. No, we need to look, lift up our eyes, which from our help comes from. Where does it come from? My help cometh from the Lord.
Yes.
Now, if God's called you to be a doctor, be a doctor.
Yes.
But if He's called you to preach the Word, preach the Word. He's all called us and given us a ministry of reconciliation.
Yes.
Let's go do what He's called us to do, and let's look for our blessings.
Yes.
And let's drive out the Philistines and the all those ites.
Yes.
The devil's out there. He needs to let loose of our stuff.
Yes.
He's had it too long. The church world needs to hear this message, because he's got them, a lot of them locked up, thinking poor is being humble. No, poor is being stupid.
Yeah.
Amen. When God says, look up your eyes and go here, and he's made you very rich, I want to say what God says.
Amen.
I want to be rich, very rich,
yeah.
So I can help somebody else out, more than just one. How about a whole nation?
Yeah.
Over here in Africa, Kenya. I mean, these are lands that we're blessing. Let's go further. Let's go deeper. Amen? It starts today. Not just today. It started when you begin. But I'm saying that part starts today. If you hadn't been expecting to be very, very rich, whatever it may be, expect to be what God says we can be. Amen? And we shouldn't be thinking no less than that. Now, don't listen to your brain. Don't listen to your mind. Listen to your heart. Because that's how it's going to happen, is through your heart. Amen? Let's agree together. Father, we thank you right now that we're lifting up our eyes, our hearts. Lord, we're bringing our best to you today. What is our best? It's us. It's us. We know if we give you our heart, you'll get the money, because you don't need the money. You want us. That's the gift that Jesus died for, is for us to come back into relationship with you. And Lord, we just thank you right now that we are a church. We're able to give. And we're able to believe, look past the little things, and look to the greater things. So, Father, we just thank you right now that you give us that vision that you gave Abraham. We want to know you like he knew you. We want to walk with you like he walked with you. And we just thank you right now, Father God, that we are joint heirs with you, Father, because of Christ Jesus. And we just thank you right now that we're believing and trusting for greater things before you return. And we start by faith today, believing it and bringing it. Bringing our offering to you today in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Lift up your eyes, bring your offering, and be expecting some great things that the Lord's going to continue to do.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Another day, another fight. It always feels like an uphill climb. Another step, another mile. The story of your life. It's harder than you ever thought, and it costs you everything.
Speak to those mountains. We're supposed to go around it. It takes us long to get to where we're supposed to go. I speak to those circumstances. Tell them to move. Yes, Lord.
Even when it looks big, even when you feel small, just a little bit of faith can change it all.
Amen. That's a good place right there. Just a little bit of faith. That's what Jesus was preaching. don't need this great faith. That's good. But Jesus said if you had some faith.
Yes.
A lot of people are saying they got faith, but it's not, it's foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
If you got faith, you're going to be acting like Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say they got faith, they ain't acting like Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they're deceived.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said if you had faith as a grain, that's almost like a grain of salt, just a little bit bigger, a grain of a mustard seed. Anybody like mustard?
Yes.
I like it on my hamburger, cheeseburger, corn dog. It didn't just start in your refrigerator. It started as a seed.
Yes.
A tiny, tiny seed that had a purpose. Say purpose.
A purpose.
That seed had a purpose. Can somebody tell me who gave it the purpose?
God did.
God ain't changed.
Uh-uh.
You know, when he looks at you, you know what he sees? He sees his purpose. See, we're the seed. We're the seed of Jesus. Jesus was the seed, but he's the firstborn of many, many, many brethren.
Yeah.
Actually, we were gods before then. Before Jesus had to die,
yeah.
He created Adam, but Adam and Eve messed it up. They had some help. The devil. See, he was the one that got in there and really messed it all up. And he's still doing the same thing in the church today, trying to get everybody confused about who God is, what his purpose is, and what his purpose for me is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got something to tell the old devil. You a liar.
Amen.
Amen. God says, I'm his friend.
Yes.
We're his friends. Jesus said, no longer do I call you my servant. I call you friends.
Yes.
Friends are ones that stick closer. See, his friends... There's a lot of friends that they said they were the Lord's friends, but they left when they started talking about, well, if you want to drink my blood and eat my flesh, and they're like, whoa, we can't handle this.
Yeah.
We got to go find him another friend.
Yeah.
But they didn't understand. They didn't hear the master. If they would have stayed around a little bit longer, like the disciples are ones that are disciplined, he would have told them what he meant.
Yes.
But see, Jesus didn't just want anybody hanging around. He wanted the right people hanging around.
Yeah.
Because he had a short mission that he was going to be here. 3.5 years, short time, and everything that he did it right on time.
Amen.
Everybody he talked to, he couldn't minister to everybody. I'm talking about personally, everybody. As a man, he couldn't. He was limited. He was limited by this body. Amen. And we are too. Lewis said, "We need each other." That's where the church was said, we're all off base. Well, I'm this denomination, and I'm this denomination. Well, we need to get on the Jesus boat. We need to be in the Jesus church. What does Jesus believe?
Yeah.
Knock those walls or partitions down and come together. And we're going to. He says when we all, he's the Lord's prayer that we all come to the unity of the faith. So that's what we got to do. We got to teach the principles of faith. I said that the way the Lord said to. Teach principles of faith. Amen.
Amen.
I think I'm getting a little bit more of my purpose.
Yeah.
He's called me to teach faith. Maybe he won't. No, God doesn't do maybes. Principles of faith. I remember my principal when I went to school, and me and him didn't have too good of a relationship because I was a rebellious kid. The principal has something called the law. The law, he has rules and regulations at school. He is the principal. He is there to enforce the laws. And if you break the laws, one or two times you'll get reprimanded.
Yeah.
Maybe get a letter, a note sent home to mama. I don't think those notes never made it to mama. They should have just called mama, you know, because I ain't giving mama this note. The goat ate my note, you know. Didn't have no goat. But I was just hanging around with the wrong association. I was hanging around friends that were smoking dope in the bathrooms. I'm talking about fourth and fifth grade. Smoking marijuana in the bathrooms. The janitors knew it. They smoking too. But not everybody's smoking in the boys' room. Somebody wrote a song about that. There was other kids that were making right choices. See, I was hanging around the wrong crowds. And I was smelling like that crowd. And I'm just rebellious, and teachers tell you to do this. I do the exact opposite, and I go to the principal's room, and I start getting paddlings, whoopings. Back then, his name was Jerry Fox, and he didn't have but one leg. He had I think he lost a leg, so, you know, he had a funny walk. He had a prosthetic leg. He walked with one foot. You know, I make fun of him. You know, you joked, all these bad things you did. You just sinners, okay? Remember, God's still, he's still for you, right? He's never against you. Even all the stupid stuff you do. And I hadn't planned on sharing this. But I got that paddle. Meantime, it was a fiberglass clear paddle, and they drilled holes in them. And Mr. Fox, you know, you get in there, and he'd turn around, and you know, he'd take that old leg, and however he had to prop it, you know, because he didn't have but one leg, one good leg. You couldn't tell it by the time he whooped you. he'd make a good softball coach. He'd get your hips into this thing. You know, he'd get his hips into that paddle. Come up off, you know, whoa. Then you go back to your friends, you know, you're holding in. Yeah, I'm all right. Didn't hurt. You lying dog. It hurt. Pride will always keep you in places you don't want to be. Oh, it didn't hurt. Yeah, it did. But thank God there's another principle, principles of faith, love of God. But, you know, last week, I think everybody was here. If not, you can get a CD if you need a CD. We talked about forward march. God giving Moses the plan there at the Red Sea, what he was supposed to do. As I was praying about that, what was the next place we needed to go? The Lord said, you need to go back a little bit. I'm like, yeah, okay, Lord, go back. Before forward march, before we got our marching orders. So I'm going to go back to Exodus. You know, Exodus means to exit, right? Daniel taught me that. He's not here right now, but he was quick to teach me that one morning. Exit. He knew that word. Exodus. Let's look in chapter 3. Now, this was a little bit prior, before the Red Sea. I've heard this is pretty good. You know, before God does anything with you, he wants to send you to school. Now, if you can make it to Life Christian University, if you can make it to Liberty University, the main thing is, it's his school. In other words, that'd be church. That'd be Sunday school. But Moses went to it's called Bush University. On the backside of the desert, it was at the burning bush. He met Jehovah at that bush. Because he turned. See, God showed him something. Now, he'd been spending time with Jethro, his father-in-law. This is after he got out of Egypt. Because he killed some guy. It's a good place. And if you kill somebody, you better get out of there. You can get locked up. But that was the old man. We could figure that was the old man once you got born again. Moses got into the wilderness, but he ran into somebody, Jehovah. He ran into the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But he actually, God started revealing himself to Moses as Yahweh. I am. I am a friend of God. I am, as we were singing that, I am Jehovah. I'm his friend. I'm Jehovah's friend. I am. And I even looked at the word friend. I took off Fry off. He's my friend all the way to the end.
Yeah.
All the way to the end, he's still my friend.
Amen.
He's the end and the beginning.
Yeah.
He's the Alpha. He's the Omega.
Yeah.
This is the God we serve.
Amen.
Moses had to learn of him. Jesus said, learn of me. Take of my yoke upon you.
Yeah.
It's easy. It's light.
Yeah.
If you're serving God and it's a burden, you're not serving Jesus right. You're not doing it right. Anybody been there? I have.
Yeah.
It's called you get out of grace and you get into works.
Yeah.
Something I'm trying to do. Well, you're not gonna get that burden. You got to cast that care upon the Lord. Take His yoke.
Yeah.
In other words, what's He saying to do? Now, if I do it my way, it's going to be a burden.
Yeah.
But if I yoke up with the Lord, because He told Abram, go here and go here, and he got yoked up with God.
Mm-hmm.
Title of this message is, what is the title of this message, Lord? Did I tell you? I think it's on the CD. Get one. It'll have the title on it. I know where I'm going. I was going to put plan of action, but it's pretty much God knows the plan. He has the plan. And I'll tell you exactly what it is maybe before this is over. But my topic is, when I was at Food Line and grocery manager, and they changed the store, they was getting ready to do a great remodel, and they needed leaders there that were going to go through tearing things down and moving things, and you got to be, you know, you can't be this person that likes to have it just like this every day, because they ain't going to be there the next day, and you're going to be totally over here. So they wanted people that were wanted to go through some tough times. That's Moses. He'd already been through some tough times. But one thing that was hard for me every week is they told me, you need to have a plan of action, a POA. Plan of action. Why, you know, groceries, it's not that hard to sell groceries. You know, it's kind of like, it was like this real strategic thing. But I'm kind of glad I got to teach it now. One thing they said, and it sticks with you. You know, you do things repetitive, they stick with you. Tell, show, do, review. I remember that. We had so many meetings on tell the people, show the people, review it. Tell them again. Tell, show, do, review. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Jesus was always about, what would you do, Peter? What would you do?
Yeah.
Matthew, what would you do? What would you do? See, your teacher wants to know if you've learned anything. Tests are good. You don't like to take them, but they're good, right? Reed, he's still thinking on that. I don't like tests. I don't like them either. It's good that he just didn't shake his head. You know, you just don't want to agree with everybody. He's like, well, what kind of test you talking about? See, that determines a lot whether I'm going to shake my head. Go to the wilderness for 40 years, Reed, and then come back. I don't want to, Pastor. I like it here. You got to have a plan of action. POA, plan of action. So we're in Exodus and chapter 3. Did I tell you what chapter yet?
Yeah.
Okay, let's look at verses. Let me turn my page here. See if I want to start there with you. Yeah, because I'm not going to go way back up there. Verse 18. This is after God has gave Moses some instructions. Then they will heed your voice, and you shall come, you and the elders of Israel, so to the king of Egypt, which is Pharaoh, and you shall say to him, the Lord God of the Hebrews, Moses didn't say this, the Lord God of the Hebrews has met with us, and now, I'm not sure if the word please is in my Bible, but I'm not sure, sometimes when you're bold, you ain't got to say please if it's by the Holy Ghost. You know, when you're facing the enemy, the devil, you don't say, devil, will you please let go of that? Don't take away from that. I'm just saying. Let us go 3 days' journey into the wilderness that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. But I am sure that the king, this is God speaking to Moses, I'm sure the king of Egypt will not let you go. God's smarter than you are, right? He knows the end from the beginning.
Amen.
You don't know the end from the beginning. He does.
Right.
Not even by a mighty hand he won't let you go. So God says, verse 20, I will stretch out my hand and I will strike Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in the midst, and after they will let you go. And I will give this people favor, talking about his people, in the sight of the Egyptians, and it shall be when you go that you shall not go empty-handed. Every woman shall ask of her neighbor, namely of her who dwells near her house, articles of silver. We just mentioned silver and gold before we gave our offering here. God still got silver and gold on his mind.
Yeah.
It's not bad, is it? You're going to have silver, articles of silver, gold, and clothing, and you shall put them on your sons and your daughters, so you shall plunder the Egyptians. And I think one version says spoils. Spoils. It's okay to spoil your kids. You've got it in the Bible right there. God spoiled his kids with the spoils of the enemy. It never was theirs in the first place. It's all God's. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, right? But he's given mankind authority over it. It all came from God. Did I mention Trump's money last week? Did I mention that to you? Or was that in Bible study? I think I need to say it here. Because the Lord will straighten you out real quick. I was thinking about the Volkswagen we're getting ready to put in the shop. I was just thinking about all these things. Matthew 6:33. College tuition. You know, you just start thinking about these things. Your mind twists away and it's not going to that Calgon commercial. Oh, No, this was one of those bad commercials. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like you got your handcuffs, and it's like, well, I can't pay that bill. You know, this is just something that your mind takes you. I'm not saying we're bad. I'm just saying these are some of the thoughts. I said it, and I thought, if I had some of Trump's money, I think I just read an article about his taxes. I was like, if I had some of Trump's money, I know, and the Lord says, it ain't his money. I was like, whoa, yeah. It ain't Trump's money. Amen. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Yes. See, God has just given, he's a smart man. He's a businessman. It's not bad for him to have all that money. Yes. If it's God's wisdom, he's very rich.
Yes.
He didn't get it by sitting on this, laying down on this pew and saying, I wish I was very rich. I wish I was very rich. He went out and he bought real estate. He built things, tear things down, build them. God gave him a vision. He learned it from his dad. So a lot of people look at that and they criticize what you got. Why? Because they don't have it. Well, won't you go do something?
Yeah.
God says he'll bless the work of your hands.
Amen.
So we just got to go do something, right?
Amen.
So we're not supposed to look at what people have. We're supposed to look at what the promises of the Word of God says I can have. Plan of action. I actually went to verse 22, but that's okay. Because having God's right plan, we end up giving you the right, some good action. All those spoils was good stuff. Gold and silver. God had already gave Moses the plan before the Red Sea. He got it at the bush. He's been out in the bush. He's been spending time with God. He got it on the mountain. God said, Moses, I don't need your ability. I need your availability.
Yes.
See, because what Moses had in his hand wasn't going to do it. But see, God will take what's in your hand, and if you'll give it to him, give it to, and do God's plan, it'll turn into the rod of God, which represents the authority we're supposed to have in the beginning, but the devil stole it from us, and that's what was happening down in Egypt. God's people were in bondage, and God said, you got to go and get them free.
Yeah.
We got to go out here and get some people free. Jesus was not poor. I got this morning, and I liked it. The wise men were drawn to Jesus, just like the blessing was drawn to Abraham. That's awesome, ain't it?
Amen.
Jesus was not poor.
Uh-oh.
When those wise men, it doesn't say three.
Uh-oh.
It says wise men, and they brought their treasures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Treasures. They brought enough for Jesus to, and Joseph and Mary to fulfill the ministry that God called him to do.
Yes.
30 years in advance.
Yes.
And then when he appeared on the scene, you don't hear Jesus begging, and hey, boys, we got to take up an offering. We got to take up an offering. But they brought offerings. Yeah, they did, but Jesus wasn't focused on that. He was focused on getting God's people free. Destroying the works of the devil was his plan.
Yeah.
That's his purpose. That's our purpose. Amen? That's what Moses did. He was God to Pharaoh. And he went to Pharaoh and says, now they've grown up together. They're pretty much like stepbrothers and sisters. They family. At one time. But you can't be my family if you don't serve my God. There came a separation time. See, Moses ignorantly grew up under Pharaoh, not knowing who he was, because he was underneath that religion. He was underneath all those gods that eventually he would go back and say, this ain't my God. This ain't my God. This ain't my God. Because he knew on the inside, the Spirit drew him and wooed him and showed him who he was. I'm your God, the one you heard about, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The one, actually, I take that back, Moses' mother was actually brought in. So she was not just taught as the Egyptians.
That's right.
Ah, forgive me, Lord. That's some error there. I need to get that out. Moses' mother taught him. She was a Hebrew.
Yeah.
She taught him about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So Moses had to come to a time, there come a time of separation. Jesus even said there's a time you gotta let the tares grow up with the wheat.
Mm-hmm.
The tares represent the devil, the wicked ones out here, the people that are serving the devil. Sometimes you're working around them. Sometimes you're growing up with them. Sometimes you're you're going to school with them.
Mm-hmm.
You're eating lunch with them. Don't just pull yourself out. No, Jesus said let them grow up together.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the fruit comes, you'll know which one's bad, which one's evil. So there's a time we grow up and we show them the Word. We show them who we are in Christ. And if they don't receive, there's a separation time. We've got to walk away from that friend.
Yes.
You know, we've got to show them Christ, but that doesn't mean we go over and sleep out with them if they're doing all this stuff. See, that's what got me messed up. I thought I want to be a friend to somebody, I got to do what they do. That gets you dead.
Yes.
That'll get you dead, right?
Yes.
So we got the determining factor is the Word of God, is the truth. And sometimes it's not pretty when you tell somebody the truth. They in sin, they don't want to hear that. They know they're in sin, but they just don't want to hear it. But the truth needs to be brought to them. Amen. We're vessels of bringing God's Word to mankind. So Moses, God gave Moses the plan way before the problem. Before the problem, you need to have the plan, right? So don't get into the problem and say, oh, Lord, Lord, why have you got me here? You brought me out here to Egypt to kill me, Lord. No, they didn't know the plan. If they knew the plan, they should have been listening to Moses. Moses has the plan. Spend time with your pastor. Spend time with friends that know God, know the Word. Spend some time with them. Sleep out with them. Go eat with them. Fellowship with them, because they got the plan. They got Jesus. They got the plan. See how they work out a situation. See what they do. See how they react. This is what I did under years. Man, how would pastor, you know, when that happened and that happened? Well, you got to be there to know. You can buy the CD, but it ain't like being there. To see somebody come up here and have a devil cast out, you can list that on CD, but if you see it, it's different. Amen? I haven't seen a lot of things, but I have Christ in me, the hope of glory. So if the devil shows up, hey, where you been? I'm ready. You know, be ready. Don't go fight the devil in your own ability. You're going to lose. You'll come out naked with your clothes off, all beat up and whipped up like people that thought they had a authority over a devil. I'll cast you out like Paul cast you out. Seven sons of Caesar. Sceva. Don't say Caesar. Caesar, he was messed up with some of that stuff too, wasn't he? Paul tried to help Caesar out, and Agrippa, he said, if you would just be like me, accept these chains. Because he said, Paul, you almost persuaded me to be a Christian. Paul was like, oh man. See, even Jesus cannot just save Agrippa on his own. You've got to choose. So we gotta lay it out there on the plate. We gotta give him the buffet. You got steak, chicken, go to the Golden Corral. You got all, Jesus said, I set before you life and death.
Amen.
But you got to understand, it never was God's plan for death.
Yeah.
But once that knowledge came, now you got a choice of death.
Yeah.
Jesus, God told us, I'm talking about, I'm part of that.
Yeah.
I'm not separating myself from Adam, because I can do the same stupid stuff he did and she did. Do not eat of this one tree, just one.
Mm-hmm.
How many trees are there in this world?
Yeah.
Calculate it. Lots. Lots, lots, lots. Jeffro Bodine would say, there's lots of trees. Lots, lots. You ever see that boy eat a bowl of cereal? Beverly Hillbillies? When Jethro Bodine ate a bowl of cereal, he ate the whole box. He knew something about Abram. When he was hungry, he wanted some food. He wanted lots of food. Just don't give me a bowl. I want the whole box, Mama. Jethro Bodine. You can learn a lot from watching Beverly Hillbillies. Amen. Them, they didn't let money change them.
No,
they didn't. They didn't change what they were wearing. They didn't change what they were driving. I don't know how this is going over to Beverly Hillbillies. God got a plan for all this. God is good. The love of money is the root of all evil. Jed Clampett didn't have a love of money. He loved his family.
Yeah.
Amen. Now, it sure was nice having all that money, but they didn't let the money change who they were. God is the same way. If we got his plan, when all this blessing, and he wants us coming to us, but he says, don't let it change you. Change others with it.
Yes.
Change their life.
Yes.
For good, for better. And money helps people. And I promote the movie The Shack. I'm here to tell you, we've seen it, loved it. Don't go in there with a religious mind. Can God be a black lady? I'm just telling you a little bit of the movie. You got to throw off this religious mind. God revealed himself to Moses in a burning bush.
Yeah.
Can he reveal yourself as a child, a 12-year-old child riding a bicycle? Yes, he can. He says, I'll speak to you. Babes and children will speak. Listen to them. But that movie was so great, the way they demonstrated the love of God and situations that happen in life. And it's the same God. And he can use movies. He uses a lot of movies out there. Tools. In other words, just don't let that money get a hold of you. It's the message behind. God wants you very rich, blessed. But he wants you to have his heart.
Amen.
If we'll have his heart, then everything God brings to us, he can channel it right to other people. Thank you, Lord. I was trying to get back to why I told you about the movie Shaq. We went and saw it at the gym theater and came out, me and Sherry and Ruthie. Ruthie wasn't there. Me, Sherry, Kelsey, and Rowan went. And when we came out, I didn't take my wallet. You know, I left home, I take my card because, oh, wallet's got so big. I don't like that big old thing in my back, so I just take the card. But Mama, she has her pocketbook, so she's got the money to get the M&Ms, all that good popcorn and stuff that they got in there. Colette, y'all make good popcorn, but you ain't as good as the gym theater yet. Yet, I said yet. They working on it. But when we came out of the movie and we walked down the street, there was a black man on the bench, and he motioned to Rowan. And went over there, and I got as far as a reed. I could smell alcohol. But he was asking for money. So my wife, I mean, it's half dark. They got some lamps out there, but it's not bright right there on that street. So Sherry's over there digging, and I'm sitting here waiting. She's getting ones. I'm like, don't even, just grab in the bucket and give something. You know, one, two, count. I didn't say that, though. But I'm asking, Lord, what really needs to be done here? You know, because he's kind of shy, kind of turned away. And he talks about he's a veteran. I think he had a prosthetic leg, but he was laying there. So I'm politely waiting on my wife to get this wad of money out of her pocketbook, and they give it to me. And I give it to him, and I said, and he said something as he was doing that, he mentioned Jesus Christ. And when he said, I said, you know, that is the main thing. I said, brother, I said, we're going to pray this money gets you where you need to be tonight, get you something to eat. I said, the main thing is, do you know Jesus? And, you know, he talked about Jesus Christ. I said, because that is the main thing. I said, this money's going to last you a little while. I said, but God's got a great house for you somewhere, because he was homeless. He said he was homeless.
Yeah.
And he took the money, and he thought, you know, and that's the way people act. You know, if I'm in that situation, you don't want to just, hey, you know, start a conversation. You just want something, and then, you know, don't look upon me. I'm just, no, Jesus wants to look at him. He wants to talk to him. And I asked him, I said, can we pray with you? So my whole family, we come around him, we pray. And I prayed a prayer of faith over this man that he would get to where God needed him to be. And see, that's, and as we left, it's a good time to just talk to your family about the situation. Because, this man, you just had a good God movie, what God can do, and you walk out, and here's you an opportunity. And I told him, because this happened to me before, sometimes the Bible says, treat people like you would Jesus, because sometimes you entertain angels unaware. I said, that could have been. I said, it may not be. I said, but I'm believing our prayer of faith. I said, but sometimes that could be an angel that God sits there and says, will you do on what you do? Will you act on what you just seen in that movie? Because there was a lot of people went by, but we didn't. We stopped. A lot of times Jesus went by somebody. Jesus, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody called. He stops. That's what you said this morning.
Amen.
And he listened. And then he delivered. He delivered. Got his sight back, man. He's free.
Amen.
But see, we got to call, we got to listen, and we got to act on it. Amen.
Amen.
Act on it, and I'll see. I'll hear, Cindy, Frankie, believing for your ears to be completely healed. That's the word of God. That's the best for you guys, is to be able to hear, Larry, to be able to hear completely.
Amen.
Free. I can't heal you. Jesus has. You just keep thanking him. You
Amen.
Keep praising him.
Yes.
And I'm not going to need these earrings. I'm not going to need these glasses. I'll put myself in this bucket too.
Yeah.
Just keep believing. Keep praising your God all the day long.
Amen.
Thanking him every day.
Yes.
For what you do have. And see, the Bible says we call those things that be not. Lord, I can hear. Thank you, Lord, I can hear.
Amen.
I can hear. Even when I turn my ear, I can hear.
Yeah.
See, just say, remember we said last week, what God says do can be done.
Yes.
Jesus said, what do you want? Ask the Father. He's in Jesus. The Father was in Jesus. Ask him. So you had to ask Jesus.
Amen.
You don't get nothing unless you ask Jesus.
Right.
He's the channel it's got to go through. It ain't through this thing you see. It says psychic reader Miss Clementine. Yeah, she's a reader all right. She's reading what the devil's hearing.
Yeah.
You go to Jesus. He is your listener. He is the one. He is your go-to. He is your advocate. He is your Holy Spirit ministers. The Holy Spirit takes from Jesus and brings it to you. That's the way, that's the principle of faith. I go to the Father in the name of Jesus. I can't approach the Father without Jesus. But I'm not without Jesus. So I can go to Daddy's house anytime I want to. Got a big old house. And a big yard. We're going to play football one day in the front yard. I'm going to play with all them good old boys. Dallas Cowboys, Mitchell, Dez Bryant, all that. I'm gonna play with them. I'm gonna be on defense. There's gonna be some offensive guys in there. I'm gonna take them down. But we ain't gonna get hurt. We're gonna get up laughing. It might hurt a little bit when you go down, but Jesus is my healer. We get up healed. I'm going back to those days. I love to play football, and I'm gonna do it again one day. I'm gonna go up against some of the good ones. Some of them good ones is out there on the Washington Redskins side. What was their name? I done forgot. Lynn Swan. He's on Pittsburgh Steelers, though. I ain't going to take y'all back that far. Lynn Swan and Terry Bradshaw, they were the connection back then.
Dan Marino.
He was a good one. Was a good one. He still is a good one. I better call it what God says. He is good. Thank you, Lord. I am out of time. No, I'm not. That clock's behind. It's behind. I don't have but a very short outline today. Let's quickly look at Exodus 14. Moses had the plan. It came from God. God never changes his plan. We're the ones that mess it up sometimes. His plan is still the same. He had a plan. Exodus 14. You're right there in Exodus, just a couple chapters over. I'm just going to hit this right quick. Drive it on home, right? Exodus 14, verse 15. And remember, the Holy Ghost, Jesus is the teacher here. Don't look at me up here because I am not a teacher, but the Holy Ghost is. And he's doing a pretty good job on me. I thank him for it. Exodus 14, 15. And the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? It's okay to cry to God, but when you get the answer, what do we do? Quit crying. Once you get the answer, quit crying and get up, okay? I got the answer now. Tell the children of Israel, this was last week's message, forward march. I done told you this back here, Moses. Now get it. Now this is the time. Forward march. But there's a Red Sea. Don't give no God no buts. He'll do what's got to be done. Part the Red Sea. He'll change your job. He'll change your boss. He'll do what has to be done. Because see, God loves them, but if they're in your way, he's going to move them. I didn't say he's going to kill them. He can move things out of your way. God doesn't kill people. Jesus came not to destroy a man's life, but to save them. So don't you be praying for somebody to get out of your way and strike them, Lord. No, that's the Old Testament. Yeah. We got a better covenant now. We know God better than that now. We know better. Amen. We know God better.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Tell the devil, get out, get behind me, Satan. That's what you're supposed to say. Get behind me, Satan.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name. Now is the time. Bring this to our day. That 14:15, now is the time we walk by faith, not by sight. The Red Sea was there, but it's not there. God said, go through. If God said, do it, we can do it. It can be done.
Amen.
And he split the Red Sea. We just had to get our foot in there. We just had to, by faith, start walking, and boom, forward march.
Amen.
I want to take you to one more plan real quick. Genesis 3, we're not even going to get out of the first couple books of the Old Covenant here. Genesis 3, God's plan is the same. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. The Lord God made the serpent. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it. Nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die. Wrong. Should have stopped the story right there. Get out of my boat. This is God's boat. This is God's garden, not your garden. Didn't listen. What was the plan? Don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Nothing wrong with the good side of the tree, but there's some evil on that tree. I heard this little story. I think it'd go good here. Mama trying to explain to Susie the difference, why sin, just a little bit of sin, is bad. Don't mess with sin. Don't touch it. And she said, well, Susie, what if I, you love brownies, right? Yeah, Mama, you know I love brownies. Well, what if I made a good old batch of brownies, but I put just a little bit of dog poop in it? Just a little bit. You won't even smell it. That's graphic, I know. Just a little bit of dog poop we're going to put in the brownies and mix it up. It'll be all right, won't it? You'll eat the brownies, won't you? No way, Mama. Just a little bit of sin is not good. See, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Leave it alone. Why? God just wants you to know Him. If I learn of Him, He coming every day. He coming every in the cool of the evening, not in the hot part of the day. When I'm out there sweating and trying to figure all this stuff out, God's gave me. That was a struggle, but it was a blessing. Look at all this stuff I got. All these fruits. How am I going to eat all this in one day? This is my paraphrase here. Don't mess with the tree because I'm coming, Cecil. Don't mess with that old, don't worry about that junk. I'm coming to your house. And if we would have learned of God who He was, we wouldn't have to know evil because we know that's not a part of God. I don't have to go to a dark room to know it's dark. Just cut the light on. If I know light, darkness has no part of me. See, but people are like, well, God, why'd you give a choice? He's God. I'm not. You're not. Just do it His way. Yahweh. Do it His way. It's the best way. Amen. He's got a plan that supersedes. But if you go on and read the plan, God has a great plan. And through this temptation, God had a plan. And we know this. They ate, verse 6, the woman saw the tree was good for food. And she ate it, gave some to Adam, and he ate it. The whole family eating it. And the devil said, ha ha, gotcha. And then the Lord, the sound of the Lord in verse 8 was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from their friend because of sin. That's what sin does. It gets you in shame, run away from God. But God had a plan. And all that they went through, they went through the blame game here. Well, why have you done this? And Adam says, is that woman you gave it? The woman said, is that serpent? The serpent, he was just a devil. He was deceived by the devil, the snake. All creation was deceived by the devil on here on the earth. Not God. God wasn't deceived. He had a plan. And the plan was, I'm going to get you there because I'm not going to go through the whole thing. This is what happened. Get on over to verse 15. Because all this happened, God's got to do something. He says, I'm going to put enmity between you and the woman and between your seed, there it is, your seed and her seed. Ladies, help me. Do you have seed in your body? Who has the seed? Man has the seed. We're talking about multiplication, having babies. Man has the seed. The woman, she is the womb. She is the receiver of the seed. Right here, God says, I'm going to put enmity between you and the woman and between your seed and her seed, Jesus. When Mary conceived, she conceived the Word of God. That was the plan of redemption. See, God has a plan, and our life is the plan of redemption. It hadn't changed. What does redemption mean? The war is over. God loves us. Not only does He love us, He came and died for us so that I wouldn't have to die anymore. See, God says you're going to surely die. Somebody, well, that's the world right there. Well, God, you know, He says you're going to surely die. Yeah, but you don't know the God I know. He came back and died for me so I wouldn't have to die no more. That's what Jesus said, no greater love than this, than a man lay down his life for his friend. That's what God did. He loved us so much that He came down and died for us, the death that we rightfully deserved of disobedience. But that's His plan. That's His plan for us, plan of redemption, that we can know Him, know trouble's coming. Devil's out there. He's going to be here until he closes the book. But we have the plan. if you read the book, right?
Amen.
You don't know the plan unless you read the instruction manual. Remember, Miss Leslie McKimmy told us about that a couple weeks ago. Don't build that treehouse like you built the last one. Unless they might have changed the instruction manual on there. Right? You don't want that thing falling down. Except the Lord build a house. Help me preach this.
They labor in vain to build.
Except the Lord build a house, you just blowing your steam. Let's build it on His foundation.
Amen.
On the love of God. And the unity of the believers. Working together.
Yes.
Love of God, fellowship, and coming together. You know, you got people out there that say, well, I don't need to go to church. I'm born again. I can get everything I need here. No, you can't. You can't get this fellowship right here. Now, you'll get it one day in heaven, but why you want to wait that long for? At the back of that obituary, it says, forever is a long time to wait, ain't it, Terry? So don't wait. Jump in there right now. That's right. Because we serve a God. Jesus is alive.
Amen.
We're getting ready to celebrate that here for too long. But we celebrate it every day. He's not dead. We're not looking at that old tomb. Why are you seeking in the dead in the grave for Jesus? He's not there. He don't wear those grave clothes. He wears clothes that are alive. He's the resurrection and the life. And if you have Him, you never will even taste of death. Because I'm going to taste of life. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Let's pray. Let's life.
Yes.
That's what we're tasting of today. Father, let's think. Let's just pray. Lord, I thank You right now for Your people. Lord, I thank You, Father God, for these ears, Lord. Physical ears in this body, Lord. Larry and Cindy and Frankie, Lord. That they're being healed. They've been healed, Lord, by Your Spirit and by Your Word and by Jesus. And I just thank You right now, Lord, they can reach out here. Not just for the hearing, Lord. And this goes for everybody in the church. Whatever you need, Jesus is that. He is the I Am. Lord, I need You in my life. I need You working in my family. I need You, Lord. I need You every day, Lord. I need You. And I just thank You for manifesting Your power to Your people, Lord. For them receiving things, Lord, they didn't even know was wrong with them. Because You see all the intertwinings of our body, how we are magnificently and beautifully made. You created us. You fashioned us. You formed us. And You heal us, Lord. Lord, You know places in our body, Lord, that needs to be healed that we don't even know about, that it's being touched right now by Your power. And we thank You for that. And we believe it. We thank You for it, Lord. That we're giving You access, total access to our life. And we're going to experience it in our soulless realm, Lord, in our physical realm. We're going to see You manifesting in our bodies, Lord. And we're believing You for being very rich, being prosperous in silver and gold.
Yes.
It's still here. Solomon's gold is still here. His wisdom is not, Lord. That came from You. So we're asking for Your wisdom, like Solomon, Lord, to help people. We got to have Your wisdom. Because that's the way out of any situation, is how would God get us out. And we just thank You. We believe we received that today. And we call people in this church right now. We call the lots in right now that are in the places of wickedness that are supposed to be in Your house. This is Your land right now. This is the land of the free, home of the brave, America. Lord, we believe in Your promises. We believe in Your word. And we call people in right now, Lord. It was prayed this morning. Those that are lost, we call them in here to be saved and to hear the Word of God and be taught, Lord, and be changed. And we just thank You, Lord. We see them right now by faith coming in and asking for Jesus, coming in and getting off of addicted drugs, coming in and getting set free, being injected with the Holy Ghost and power, and going out here making a difference for other people, Lord. And we thank You, Father, for that in Jesus' name. Amen. I believe it. We receive it.